Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
I tell you what, man, he's a literal titan across the entire media landscape.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Goss, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. Thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. We are brought to you by DraftKings. There's a lot of football on this weekend, but football is not the biggest event on the sports calendar this weekend. The heavyweight championship of the world, boxing. Boxing is back. Tyson Fury, James Wilder. Did I say that right, Bill?
No. Deontay.
I'm thinking of a running back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who?
James Wilder.
Yeah.
You don't think he was a running back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
What's happening right now?
I have no idea. The heavyweight championship of the world, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. It's going to be an epic match. We have Tyson Fury. I'm not going to take a lot of time here. All I can tell you is that a shirtless Mikey A and myself are going to interview Tyson Fury as he takes on Wilder this Saturday night. It's on pay-per-view. It is wildly entertaining. Let's get right to it. James Wilder! I told you. What'd you unearth about James Wilder?
So, you said that Tyson Fury was fighting James Wilder.
Yes.
Which is weird because we were in discussions to have Deontay Wilder on this episode also. So we would have had both of them on.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. But you just said he's fighting James Wilder.
Yes, the old running back from the Buccaneers.
That's another thing that you keep saying. You say that he was a Buccaneers running back. He was never on the Buccaneers. He was born in Tampa. I don't know why you would know that. I think it might just be coincidental.
What teams did he play for?
He played for the Bengals, the Bills, the Argonauts, the Alouettes, and the Elks.
Good player, though.
Well, I mean, the Argonauts, Alouettes, and Elks made me...
He was so good, they booted him to Canada. I mean, check James Wilder Jr.
Oh, he's still on the Elks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, get him on. Check out James Wilder Sr. Is that Junior or Senior?
This is Junior. Oh, you know what? Are you thinking of Senior, maybe?
Senior, yes. Senior played for the Bucks. And that's why Junior's from Tampa. It's all coming together now, Phil. Except that Tyson Fury is not fighting James Wilder Sr. or Junior.
No.
Deontay Wilder is who he's fighting. I just need, before I get to Tyson Fury, who's shirtless, and Mikey A, who was also shirtless, I need to know if James Wilder Sr. played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He did.
All right. Yeah. Vindication. But he's not fighting Tyson Fury.
No. Okay. No. Neither's Junior.
And his son's still in Canada.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Hiring again? ZipRecruiter finds top talent for you. Try for free at ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. S-T-U-P-O-D. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Let's get to Tyson Fury. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot has changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. What I love to do, what me and my friends do, when we're sitting around, we like to enjoy it with ice cold Miller Lites. Miller Lite keeps it simple,
undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Were you trying to get me to take my shirt off?
Yeah! Come on, Mike, get your shirt off, Mike.
No, Mikey.
Embrace okay. You. Embrace you, Mike. Embrace yourself.
Mikey, hey, when the champ asks you to take your fucking shirt off, you know what you do? You take your shirt off.
Right.
All right, well, take it off. Thank you.
Yeah! Boy. Go on, Mikey. Go on, Mike.
You're right.
Now we're cooking with gas.
You're right.
Now we're cooking with
you're gas. Right.
Oh, my God. Like, Tyson, why? I imagine you never have a shirt on, but why now? Just out of curiosity, why are we shirtless right now?
I've had, I always have no shirt on because I'm proud of being a fat bastard. And I just want to show the world that, you know, no matter how big the belly is or how big the love handles are, be proud of it. You know, embrace yourself.
You're a hero to us all.
Yes. Not everybody can be body beautiful and have six packs and ripped up. And, you know, there's genetics.
Right.
And some people are built chubby and some people are not. And I'm one of those big guys waiting to come out. I've been 400 pounds before, and I would have been 600 pounds if I wouldn't have stopped eating. So it's very easy to put weight on and very hard to get it off, unfortunately.
That's Tyson, do you think early on, like, people took you lightly because of your physique, because of your build? They don't now because you're the baddest boxer on the planet, but do you think people took you lightly?
Yeah, I've always been fat. Like, I've always had big love handles, and I've always been flabby and chubby. And people think, oh, he doesn't train, he doesn't put the work in. I let him round the body and he'll fall. But they found out over the last 13 years that it's pretty impossible to do that to me because I'm very fit for a fat fucker.
Here's my problem right now. It's not you being shirtless. It's my fucking producer being shirtless. I can't unsee it, and I know you can't either. Like, we're going to be scarred for the
I like it.
This is what men look like, Stu. This is what men look like.
Yeah, this is the men what look like in the real world. You know, they should have Mike on the front of GQ magazine. Because this is what men, real everyday men, look like.
Wilder.
Your everyday man ain't got a 10-pack and going to the gym 7 days a week. Your everyday man has a normal dad bod. You know, embrace it.
Wilder Fury Saturday, October 9th on pay-per-view. Tyson Fury with us right now. I think Mikey, just because, listen, you asked him to take off his shirt. He has a similar physique to you, which is amazing. I think Mikey, maybe not this fight, but a future fight, he needs to be in your corner, Tyson. Can we make that happen? Yes.
Cool.
Yes!
Sure, you know, I'm all up for people being in this corner.
Yes!
No shirts on.
Are you in your house right now?
Yeah, I'm in the house right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you have a boxing ring in the house? I'm certain you do, right?
No, I don't, actually. No, I am. There's quite a couple of boxing gyms that I use that's only local to me.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't have one inside. What I found out with a lot of people that I know who have, like, their own gym in the house, or, for instance, say they have their own pool in the house or whatever, they rarely use it. And it's an excuse for me to get out of the house, away from the kids, away from the wife, and have a little alone time. Because I believe every man who's got a family needs that maybe an hour a day away from all that.
Yeah.
Where he can be on his own and think and do a workout, whatever he needs to do. I think it's very important to have a little bit of alone time sometimes.
No, I totally agree with you. On a serious note, what a story, Tyson. I had two daughters. They were both born prematurely. You were born prematurely.
Yeah.
Early. The doctors told your parents that it was very unlikely you were going to live. And here you are, Tyson, think about this story, man. This is like movie making stuff.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Here you
are. It's like a movie.
Yeah. I mean, the doctors say, probably not going to live. I'm certain they didn't say it like that. That would be indelicate, right? And here you are now, the heavyweight champion of the world. Like, what a story, Tyson.
Great, great story, and I'm sure there'll be a movie on it one day, for sure.
Yeah, you're going to make it. You control that, right?
I know somebody who could play you.
But have you taken the time to really sit down and think about where you came from and where you are right now? Because it really is fascinating.
Sometimes, John, you can get caught up in it, especially when it's you.
Right.
you almost take it for granted, and you don't have that time to sit back and realize, look at the bigger picture and think, you know what, from where I started and where I am today, the story, especially my story, have been ups and downs, roller coasters. I've been out and down and out. I've been everything. To get back to where I am today, and I recently sat down and thought about all the ups and downs and the career stop and start and everything else that's gone on in between. And I'm so thankful to God on a daily basis that I wake up and I'm healthy, and I'm so happy that for the career I've had and the amount of work I've put in over the years. And sometimes people say to me, oh, you're lucky, Tyson. And I say, lucky? Shut the fuck up. I've worked my ass off. I work harder than anybody I know. I'm up in the morning, earliest time, before anybody. And I train to the latest. You know, I've worked so, so hard for this over the years. And nothing in life is given for free, especially if you want to be successful. I see some of these, like, successful speech people. They sit down and do interviews, like Jeff Bezos and people like that. Warren Buffett, and for instance, guys, and they all say the same thing, like, nothing's ever given in life. If you want to be successful, then you got to be prepared to give everything 1,000,000% and then times it by a billion, and then you might be successful at the end of that.
I love this man.
Because it's going to take a lot of hard work.
Yep. I love this man's energy and his story. Tyson Fury with us here on Stupidity. Wilder Fury, Saturday, October 9th on pay-per-view. Tyson, again, the story is incredible, but you just mentioned your day, waking up early. Take us through a day of Tyson Fury. When you're in max training, take us through a day and what that looks like.
Okay, so a day of Tyson Fury in training, max training, to a day of Tyson Fury without training is totally, it's totally, totally different. So I'll give you a training one when I'm in peak training camp. So I'll be up at 6 a.m. in the morning. I'll have a coffee. I'll have breakfast, and then I'll go to the gym. I'll be in the gym for about 9 or 10, depends on what I'm doing that day. If I'm doing strength and conditioning that day, it might be 9 a.m. If I'm boxing, it'll be 10. So I'll train for a couple of hours, come back, I'll have my lunch, relax, recover, very boring, mundane stuff. And then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, again, I go to the gym and I'll do boxing work. I'll be in the gym for 2 hours, grueling hours. It might be sparring, it might be pad work, it might be anything to do with boxing. I'll come back, take a shower, have my tea, relax, recover, watch some TV, get to bed early. Around about 9 p.m., I'm gone, falling asleep on the sofa. And then the next day, I'll do exactly the same thing. And imagine doing that for like 10 weeks at a time, 12 weeks at a time. And then I'll have maybe a few days off and then go into another training camp. Yeah. Because I figured out that if I keep myself stimulated with training, then I don't mentally spiral out of control without the training. So that's how I live my life, like a sort of like a Spartan routine, military routine type of thing.
I actually can't imagine it. And that's Mikey A's every day without the gym. I mean, just so we're clear. So what's a day look like when you're not max training? Like, how is it different?
Totally different. So when I'm not in training camp, away from my family, away from everything, when I go into training camp, I bury myself alive. I don't see anybody. I don't go online. I don't do social media. I don't do nothing. I just go in training camp. And I'm away, tucked away for a few months, away from the world. I don't get involved in anything that's going outside. I'm strict in training camp. I eat, sleep, drink, boxing. That's it. But when I'm not in training camp, it's back to being a dad of 6 kids.
Right.
Back to being a full-time hands-on father, like a nappy changer, like a shitty nappy changer. dropping the kids off in school, right. Picking them up. Breakfast, walk, family days out, swimming lessons, whatever you think, whatever you can think of that a dad would do, as well as picking dog shit up.
What's the most difficult thing about being a father, Tyson?
I think keeping your eye on the kids 24 hours a day.
It's hard, 6 of them too, right?
We don't have any help. It's just me and my wife. We don't have any nannies or any babysitters or anything like that.
Right.
We do all ourselves and, you know, it's very difficult. After running around after kids and picking up after them all day and running... When they go in one room, you clean out, then they do the next room. It's just a non-stop conveyor belt of running around after kids. And then they go to bed and you get a little bit of relax and you're up the next day, do the same thing. But it's hard. It's really hard. And if you take your eyes off kids for a second, they can go and jump in a pond of water and drown you within 10 seconds or get run over by a car or eaten by a beast or something. So it's very difficult being a parent. It's a full-time job for sure.
It really is. But probably I would imagine being a parent myself, but never being the heavyweight champion of the world, never winning anything. I would imagine more gratifying being a parent than being a great boxer, right?
For sure. I would much rather be in a training camp getting beat the shit out of on a daily basis and look after them kids all year round. It's very, very difficult.
Tyson Fury.
It's very, and it's mentally draining as well. It's mentally draining.
Oh, I know. I know.
And they never stop. Right. They're bouncing around all day. They're like they're on caffeinated drinks all day. I don't know what goes on.
Well, let me be the one that breaks the news to you, Tyson. I'm pretty certain you could afford the help.
The one thing is with it all, employing help is, it means bringing a total stranger you don't know into your family.
Fair.
And if something goes wrong, then who am I going to blame?
Right.
Just for instance, say they take one of the kids or they steal stuff out of the house. I don't know. Not everyone's the same, but it does happen now and again.
Sure.
And I don't want to be one of those statistics where two kids got taken, held the ransom or something. You know, not that it happens every day in England, but it has happened before. And when it's family, you just don't want to take them risks. I'd rather do it myself. I'd rather get sent mad up the wall knowing that I'm doing the job myself and letting someone else take care of my kids. And I'm proud of being a hands-on dad, you know.
Yeah.
Very proud of it.
Certainly.
It's the highlight of my day. Mm-hmm. When I'm not in training camp, I obviously train every day as well. But I really look forward to getting up in the morning, getting the kids dressed, taking them to school, going straight to the gym after that, coming back, picking them up from school, taking them out to the park or whatever, playing with them, and then going to the gym again in the evening. It's a very, very hard work. And, you know, for all these full-time parents out there, I absolutely do not envy you guys. You do a fantastic job. And it's probably the hardest job in the world anyone could do. I'd rather do 10 flights back to back than have to look after the kids every day, all day. And all these teachers, kindergarten teachers and stuff, they need a pay rise times 10.
Pay the teachers. Say it, Tyson.
Pay the teachers.
Pay the teachers. You want good teachers, pay them money. You know, that's what you got to do.
Yes.
WBC heavyweight world champion Tyson Fury with us. He is taking on Deontay Wilder Saturday, October 9th on pay-per-view. When did you know that you were going to do this for a living? When did Tyson Fury know this is it? This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I was almost born for this type of stuff. I knew I'd be the heavyweight champion of the world from a little kid. People dream of being a police officer or a fireman or a golf player or a soccer player or whatever, baseballer. Me, I only dreamed of being a boxer. I wanted to be a heavyweight champion my whole life. And I started boxing at a young age, all the way through. And even as an amateur boxer, I always knew I'd be heavyweight champion of the world. So as soon as I turned professional, it was a full-time job for me. I turned pro at like 20 years old, and it became a full-time job. It's a lifetime process, a lifetime ambition to do this and become a heavyweight champion of the world. A lot of times it never comes true. The fairy tale doesn't end happily. But in my case, it's ended as a fairy tale ending, and I'm still riding that roller coaster of dreams.
You were named after Mike Tyson, and so I'm wondering, what was it like to have Mike Tyson, a guy that you were named after, a guy you probably idolize a bit, having him ringside when you beat Deontay Wilder?
It's kind of crazy because growing up, you know you're named after Mike Tyson, but you know you're going to be heavyweight champion, but you never think you're going to meet like legendary Mike Tyson. And then when I get phone calls from Mike Tyson and vice versa, now when it's like, oh my God, every time Mike phones, it's like, Mike Tyson's calling me.
Do you have a friendship with him?
Yeah, I have a good friendship with Mike. Really nice guy. You know, I met him quite a lot of times. We've had a lot of conversations. Very, very knowledgeable boxing guy. He's had a lot of ups and downs in his career and life, and he's come out the other side doing well. And, you know, you have to be proud of people.
Do you have a good Tyson story? Like, is there a great story that you have from Mike that you can share with us?
Yeah. When I went on Mike's podcast, the hot boxing thing, we talked some shit. We did.
Give me an example.
I was talking about everything. Everything from like drugs to whatever you want. It was crazy. But
where can I hear that?
It's out there. It's Mike Tyson, Hot Boxing Podcast with Tyson Fury. So check it out. Another time I was in Las Vegas with my family going in a shopping center. And I saw a sign saying Mike Tyson in this shop at 12 o'clock. I'm like, is that today? I was like, Mike Tyson's in the shopping center. So I said to the, come on, let's go get a picture with Mike. So we go to this like memorabilia shop and a big queue of people lining up outside to go in there, take a picture, sign an autograph type of thing. So I walks in and I creep behind the curtain. I goes, hey, Mike. And he jumps up and he goes, Cham, nice to see you. I says, okay, bring the kids and get pictures. Like, yeah, bring the kids and get a picture, Champ. Really nice guy. Got a lot of time for Mike Tyson.
Tyson Fury in his prime, Mike Tyson in his prime. Who wins?
Oh. You know, I don't like to ever compare myself to any boxers from the past. So I always just say the guy from the past because I think it's disrespectful and rude for me to say me or whoever else. So whoever those guys are from the past, they'd all kick my ass.
Wilder Fury, Saturday, October 9th, pay-per-view. The champ with us, Tyson Fury. We'll get you out of here in just a second. Where did your love of singing come from? Where did your love of singing come from, Tyson?
You know, I always grew up around singing and stuff, and I was always intrigued by singing and singing a cappella, and I used to go to like bars and stuff, and I'd hear all these people singing with a few drinks, and I thought, you know what, I like to listen to that sort of stuff. So I made it a thing where after every fight that I'd sing songs and stuff, and it's almost become like a ritual now where people expect me to sing songs, and it's different, you know, where you get heavyweight champion of the world, winning fights, kicking ass, and then singing songs afterwards. It's crazy.
What's your go-to? Like, do you go to karaoke bars?
Sometimes. If I'm out, I'm out on a drink, which is quite rarely these days.
Good.
Then I if there was a karaoke on, then I'd grab the mic and do a song, whatever. But I don't have really a go-to song at all. Whatever comes into my mind at the time.
But American Pie is a song that you have sang publicly,
Yeah. I even had a message from Don McLean. So, yeah, it was quite fun.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Who's the coolest person Tyson Fury's met? Because he's Tyson Fury.
I've met a lot of cool people in my life, and I've met everybody from like actors to big sports stars to rappers to singers to actors, whatever you want. I'd actually say the coolest person I met is Mike Tyson, because man's a legend for one, and everybody in the world knows who Mike Tyson is. He's one of the most famous people on the planet. Even 20, 30 years after he's finished boxing, everybody still knows him. And the fact that I'm named after the guy and we got on so well.
What do you make of the state of boxing? And what I mean by that is you're fantastic. Your fights with Deontay Wilder, fantastic. But a lot of former boxers, they're grabbing at money. They're going, you know, Jake Paul, Logan Paul. So, let's start there. What do you make of what Logan Paul and Jake Paul are doing? It must enrage you, no?
To be honest with you, I get asked this question quite a bit. And the answer that gives people are quite shocked by it. But I actually like the fact that you've got these YouTube guys and TikTokers and famous people, whether they're basketballers, footballers, actors, whatever, they want to come to boxing and unbox and stuff. It brings millions of viewers to my sport, which for me hasn't always been glitz and glamour and Las Vegas lights and all that. There's been a hard way of coming up, like starting from the bottom at the small old shows all the way right up to the glamour lights of Las Vegas. So it's been a long journey. And you gain fans as you go along. You gain a few people here and there. But for these guys to bring like 20 million followers and people, viewers to boxing overnight, that's good for young guys coming through, like young boxers who's coming, starting at the bottom, waking their way up. Because just say that these YouTube people, they bring a couple of million random kids to boxing to watch it, then maybe they might be introduced to boxing for the first time because of these famous people, and then they might like it and then buy another pay-per-view for like the real boxers. So I think it's good. I think anyone who can bring eyes to a business or a boxing or a sport is doing well, because there's always that opportunity that the viewers that they have might watch other fights as well. And it only grows the sport. I know a lot of people are infuriated with the fact that you've got these guys just coming into boxing, selling out arenas, making millions of dollars and doing lots of buys on pay-per-view. But these guys have obviously had to work hard to get that following in the beginning. They didn't just get it for free overnight. It didn't happen like that, just like anyone doesn't. So, you know, if they want to bring it to my sport, then fantastic. And if they're going to do these little fights and stuff, then, you know, one of them sold out like a 16,000-17,000 seater recently. And, you know, you get world champions who can't do that. I don't think Deontay Wilder could sell a 17,000 seater out in his hometown. Definitely not. It's not that I don't think. I know he couldn't.
All right, two quick ones. Your people want me to get you out of here, and that's fine. Wilder Fury, Saturday, October 9th, pay-per-view. I'm going to ask you to pump up that fight in a second, but we have two soccer snobs, U.S. soccer snobs, who are our producers on our main show, me and Dan Lebitard. And I want you to tell, you're a big soccer fan, you love England, tell them, because I've been telling them for years, that U.S. soccer is dead.
please just send the message to Mike Ryan and Chris Whittingham and tell them that I'm right, that U.S. soccer is indeed dead and will never be good at this sport.
Well, to answer that question, I don't remember when U.S. soccer was ever alive.
Ah! Yes!
But it is, I do believe that U.S. soccer is a growing thing. A few years ago, maybe 15 years ago, it was a dead sport, like. But I recently went to David Beckham's club into Miami to watch, and it was fantastic. There was loads of fans there, a good few thousand people there, a lot of support from the local area. So obviously in England, it's a national sport and everybody supports football, whether it's Manchester United, City, Liverpool, the big London clubs, the world-famous teams. But I think America is only starting to grow soccer in the last 10, 15 years. So it's a small sport here, but I do believe it's growing, and I do believe it could be a major sport here in America in the future for sure. Remember the Gypsy King said that. Remember I said that soccer could be a major player in the United States within the next 20 years.
I will remember that. All right, pump up the fight. You and Wilder, Saturday, October 9th, pay-per-view. What are you going to do?
It's not that I need to pump it up. You got two of the best heavyweights in the world, having a trilogy, which there hasn't been a trilogy in heavyweight division since the 90s, since Evander Holyfield and Riddick Bowe. I've had two good fights with Deontay Wilder so far. One by knockout, and Drew won by robbery. So we're going to put the record totally straight. So it'll be a 3-0 victory to the Gypsy King. He's had a lot to say over the last 18 months. He's called me everything from a bald-headed bastard to a cheater, to a fight fixer, to a glove cheater, to a man who fixed his costume. I don't know. Everything that a man could ever think of within his own dream world in his head, Deontay Wilder's accused me of. So we're going to see if what he's learned from all this, and we're going to see if he can back up his actions. He says he's going to knock me out inside the first 6 rounds, and his life depends on it and everything else. So we're going to really see if he can back up his words. Don't forget, he's had 45 fights, only lost one, knocked out 43. So he's a major player in the game, and I believe I'm going to knock him out. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, the first two fights have been fantastic. Last thing, would you rather lose than have a draw? Like, would you, how does that work?
The drawing.
And you were robbed, yeah, by the way. You were robbed.
The drawing, okay, type of thing. I've learned that here in America, we don't do draws. You either win or you lose.
No, we don't.
Like, exactly in England, right. Yeah. In England, you can get like a tie in soccer or any sporting, right, game, you can get a tie. But I recently learned over here that there is no ties. You either win or you lose, apart from boxing, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad that we got the opportunity to put it straight. But all jokes aside, both men have been training really hard for this fight. And I'm sure there's going to be explosive fireworks for the amount of time the fight's going to last, whether it's me or him. Somebody is going down.
All right. Saturday, October 9th, pay-per-view. Buy it. First two fights have been amazing. The third certainly is going to be amazing. Tyson, we all lost today because we had to look at Mikey A shirtless for 20 minutes.
I thought Mikey was looking sexy there on camera. Keep doing it for the dad bods of the world, Mikey.
We have a deal in place. Yes, when you beat Wilder, your next fight, Mikey A is one of your corner men, okay?
Yeah! Shirtless. All the best, guys. Right. God bless. Tyson. Take it easy.
James Wilder Sr., Pro Bowler.
Yeah, what'd I tell you?
Yeah.
How about that?
Second team all pro. 1984, big year for James Wilder Sr.
What'd he do that year?
Well, he made the Pro Bowl. He was second all team.
That's a big year.
6,000 career rushing yards.
Yeah, yeah. You want to apologize?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Okay. Wilder. Even though you should be apologizing to Deontay for thinking his name was James.
You're 100% correct. I should be apologizing for you for not being prepared.
We've done a disservice to all the Wilders.
We
I
have.
Think.
Yes.
James Sr., James Jr., Deontay.
Who's the big Charlotte. Winner? Who's? I think James Wilder Sr., though, is the big winner, right? I mean. It's not Deontay.
Well, Deontay could win the fight, then he would be the big winner.
But in terms of this podcast and this discussion, James Wilder Sr., you went from thinking that guy did not exist to like, oh, wow, good football player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winner?
Big winner, James Wilder Sr.
All of this would have made sense if we had James Wilder on.
Yeah. Next week?
Yes, and his son.
Well, together. No, next week we have actually Tim Simmons.
Oh, wow. Tim Simmons, Timothy Simmons from Veep.
I should have asked you if you remember who we're having on next week to see.
I remember.
Yeah.
You sent me his number.
Yeah, have you texted him yet?
15 times.
Really?
Playing golf.
When are you playing golf?
When I get out to LA or he gets down here.
Mm.
Super Bowl week.
So never.
Super Bowl week.
You're not going to the Super Bowl next year.
I'm not, or we're not?
We're not. You're not, though. Do you think you're going to go? I miss Radio Row. I'm just going to say it now. I know that this episode.
Did we have Deontay Wilder on Radio Row?
We did. We did. He was huge.
Is that the time where we had him on and we pushed our chair?
You called him James.
Senior. Stupidity. I'm choking on a peanut. Keep it all in. I really am choking on that kind bar.
Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot has changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. What I love to do, what me and my friends do, when we're sitting around, we like to enjoy it with ice cold Miller Lights. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975.
You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.